practices for first dates. First dates can be awkward, they can be stressful, but they don't have to be. And my intent with this video is that by the end of it, you feel more excited to go on first dates and you have kind of a roadmap of things that you can do when you feel nervous, scared, or awkward. Sound good? All right, so the first one is to breathe. Sounds so simple, but you'd be surprised how many of us forget to breathe and then wonder why we feel constricted, anxious, and all of that. So before the date even starts, you want to just close your eyes and do some deep breathing. I like to say three because that's my favorite number. Just take three deep breaths and exhale. And as you exhale, you can just visualize any stress, any pressure that you're putting on yourself to just leave your space. What this does is it takes you into your heart, right? First dates can be a lot of pressure if you're seeing it as the end of the line, right? Like, this date must go well because there's no good men out there or no one else is going to ask me out. Like, that already puts a lot of stress and you haven't even gone to the date. So if you breathe and go into your heart, then you're more open, you're more receptive to what is supposed to happen and how this date is going to roll instead of trying to control everything and micromanage, which just makes it awkward. So breathe the rule of three into your heart and remember on the exhale, letting go of anything that just is in your way. Crappy thoughts, past disappointments. You can use this sort of as a mini meditation before you go out. The second trick that I have for you is have something fun planned after the date. First dates, you know, if they're really great, they can last hours and hours, and then it's almost like you don't know, you know, what you would even do on the second date. And really, ideally, first dates should be about an hour, maybe an hour and a half max. And so the easiest way to keep that container and to leave them wanting more and also to get an accurate assessment of how you feel with them is to have something like simple and fun planned for yourself afterwards. Because if it's a crappy date, at least you have that to look forward to. So maybe you plan it around an outing with your girlfriends, or it could be something that you do with yourself. Maybe you just decide, I'm going to watch my favorite Netflix show when I get home. And you just make a commitment to that. It can be super easy like that, ladies. But part of what makes a first date awkward is the pressure to perform, right? The pressure to be a certain way, to act a certain way. And really, if you just breathe and are open to the experience, you will have all the information that you need to know when you need to know it in the moment. Which leads me to my third trick or tip. And that is to be curious. Go in with an energy of curiosity about this other person. Take the pressure off them having to be the one. And instead, think of it as you are, you know, you're getting to know this person for your best friend, right? Like, what, you know, what kind of person is this? What's their character like? Can you just enjoy yourself? And almost that little air of detachment helps you to be yourself because you're not putting them up against a checklist of whether they fit your criteria or not. And instead, you're just letting the conversation flow. You're letting them be natural. And you're also able to pay attention to your body's natural signals, your intuition. How do you feel when you're with this person? And most importantly, how do you feel after? So a bonus tip that I want to give all of you is in the 3 to 5 minutes after a date or after somebody leaves your presence is when you have the most gut feeling information. So always keep a notebook in your purse, something like this size. Post-its are great. And just ask yourself, what do I already know about this person? So when they leave, you're in your car, even if it sounds crazy, right? You just say, I know that I can trust them. Or I know that something fell off. My belly kind of hurts. Pay attention to your physical symptoms because that will give you some really valuable insight into whether you want to go out with them again or what you want to ask them in the second date. All right, let's go over those tricks again. The first is to breathe. Have some kind of a ritual beforehand to get you into that open heart, receptive, feminine space. The second is to have something planned that's fun after the date. So you don't make the date go, you know, unnecessarily long, leave them wanting more, but you also have something to look forward to. So it could be something very easy like going to meet a girlfriend, even a phone call with a friend, or a Netflix night alone. And then the last one is to be curious, to cultivate a mindset of curiosity, taking the pressure off them having to be the one and just being there, just being with them and asking questions, right? The way a curious person would.